This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named John Nichols, J-O-H-N-N-I-C-H-O-L-S. Date of birth 10/25/1949. Date of appointment 11/9/2023. Requesting physician Melissa Patello, M-E-L-I-S-S-A-P-A-T-I, L-L-O. N-P. Dear Melissa Patello, I have the pleasure of seeing John Nichols today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 74 year old, right-handed Caucasian man who on October 21st, 2023, developed weakness of the left lower extremities while driving. He had trouble staying on his side of the road. He also made some mistake at work. He went home and went to sleep. On Sunday, he woke up and went to the bathroom and lost balance and fell down. He did not stand up himself. The wife assisted him and brought him to the emergency room where his blood pressure was high. He was seen by teleneurologist. CT of the head did not show any stroke. Carotid echocardiogram was negative. Echo shows preserved left ventricular function, no valvular abnormalities. He was sent home next day. While he was going to home, he stumbled and fell down at the steps. He was brought to the emergency room again. Today he is here for follow-up in my office. He is getting his strength back, but still left lower extremity is weak. He feels lightheaded when he stand up. Left leg is dragging. MRI he could not do because he is claustrophobic. Past medical history. Constipation, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, stroke, morbid obesity, obstructive sleep apnea, chronic kidney disease, hyperthyroidism, hyperlipidemia, past surgical history, appendectomy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Plavix 75 milligram daily, Lipitor 40 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide, pioglitazone, glibride, metformin, ferrous sulfate, amlodipine, valsartan, armathyride, lentus. Socialist, he does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is married, live with his wife, have three children. Family history, mother deceased, COPD, father deceased, cancer of the pancreas, three sisters alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having lightheadedness, weakness, trouble walking, joint pain, joint stiffness. Physical examination, blood pressure 180 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present. Neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice cyanosis. But edema of the ankle present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, except left lower extremity 4/5. Deep tendon reflexes, upper extremity 2/4, lower extremity 1/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 74-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Stroke with number one stroke with left lower extremity weakness. Number two, lightheadedness. Number three, trouble walking. Number four, joint pain, joint stiffness. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the MRI in an open machine because patient is claustrophobic. I advised him to continue the physical therapy. I advised him to keep on taking aspirin 81 mg PO daily, Plavix 75 mg PO daily and Lipitor 40 mg PO daily. The importance of good control of blood pressure and good control of diabetes explained to the patient. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month.